Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I am Jody. And it's been a long, long time for anybody that's still out there, anybody that may happen to listen to this. A month and a day, to be exact. So, Jaded. Jaded was kind of under construction for a while there. Big changes in my life. Anyone who listens to this podcast obviously knows what I mean by that, so I will not go there. Lots of other changes going on as well. 12 days out, for anybody that knows me, it's a big deal. 12 days out, definitely a big deal. If you're interested in hearing about how that's going, I've got another podcast. And I know this is going to kill a particular person if he listens to it, but yeah, I've got another podcast out there called The Best Part About, and that is my journaling of my road to recovery. Anyway, The Best Part About, you can find that on podbean.com. And back to this is Jaded, and again, this is Jody. Long time. Lots gone on. Fortunately, I still have my job. That is a good thing. It's an excellent thing. My grandmother died. Not a great thing, but not a terrible thing. She has not wanted to be alive for some time, at least since my grandfather passed. And while she's finally where she wants to be. So, other than that, not a grandma yet, which is good. Four kids, you know, you never know. 23, 22, one about to go on 19, and my 17-year-old. All still doing well. Two of them are kind of talking to me right now. The other two, not so much. That would be the ups and downs of my life. Not a good idea to try to act like a normal person on a regular holiday when you truly are a person 2 days out from using. Throw some alcohol into that mix. Or actually don't. But I did. And consequences, therefore, again, I fucked up with my kids. So that is not the best part about this podcast, for sure. But again, work going well. Definitely having a hard time getting to work on time. That's been a steady for me. I mean, shit, at least. I'm God, I'm predictable. But and it's not to say I'm not working on it. But I gotta say, for anybody that wants to talk shit about it, getting off of drugs is really fucking hard. I don't care. Yeah, I brought myself here. Yeah, this is, you know, I sowed these seeds. Now I reap them. Yes, but it's still fucking hard. And I've been doing it. And work has suffered a bit because I can't get there on time. In fact, today was just fucking excellent. Friday, last day of the week, right? Everybody wants to get out a little bit early. So what does Jody do? She rolls into work 15 minutes late. Pulls out her laptop and realizes, oh shit, this is not my work laptop, this is my personal laptop. So I had to get back in my car, drive back down to Parker. Hour and 15 minutes later, I'm finally back at work to start my fucking day. It was great. No worries though, work is going quite excellent, if I have to say, despite my inability to show up on time and despite the fact that I've been really tired lately. Work is going well, and starting next week, got big plans for myself to be to work on time. Holy shit. Let's see if we can do it. Definitely planning on it, because you know what? That supervisor position that's hanging open, everybody knows it's mine. Fucking everybody knows it's mine. Nobody except me and people close to me know why it's not mine already. And it's because I can't fucking get to work on time. Everybody knows it's mine. I've worked my ass off. I outproduce everybody in the department. And I could do really well at it if I could just fucking get to work on time. So, pathetic? Yeah, I'm kind of a pathetic piece of shit. But I'm working on all that. So, bear with me. And good weekend coming up. Like I said, it's Friday, right? I hope the window doesn't bother you too much. I love to pod when I drive just because I've got a clear head. I love driving in traffic. That's something I've learned lately. Not just in traffic. I love to drive. I love to be in my car with my music, and God damn it, I love it. I do. It's my own space. I love the music. My mood or emotion can be switched or flipped just by, yeah, changing the song on my phone. So definitely have decided there's something about me in cars. Okay, that's another thing about myself that I have learned since I've been able to record. 4th of July weekend, let's say weekend right before, okay? Let's go back. January 1st, 2nd, okay, July 1st, Saturday. Went out with one of my best friends, Heidi. She took me out to this awesome fucking house out in Watkins. It's kind of a, you know, big farmhouse. It's got a great big, huge barn looking thing. They open up the barn. It is filled with, like, this place is my dream come true. Garage full of beautiful cars. He's got some awesome, oh my God, awesome cherried out Ford Mustangs. Got a nice little ride. I can't remember if it's a Zebra, something that his wife actually races up a fucking Bandmere on the weekend. Like, how fucking cool is that? Okay, he's got a garage of his own. Can't remember what he specializes in. And she works for a bank. And they've got a cute little family. And they've got awesome land. And they pull up this flatbed truck full of fucking fireworks for the 4th of July. Oh my God, I literally lost my shit. It was the coolest fucking night I have had. And I can't even tell you how long. Those fireworks were right above us. I love fire. I love... this was my dream house. This was my dream life. These people gave me a dream to shoot for. A goal to... Oh, my God. A home, a garage full of cars, a loving husband and wife. The kids, you know, they don't necessarily need to be there for my picture, but... I found heaven and a dream, and I'm pretty stoked about that. So that was a little while ago too. This is now the 14th of July, and tomorrow is Winter Park Jazz Festival. My good friend Ed goes up every year. He's invited me probably every year, and jazz not my favorite, you know, I love live music. I love live music. I don't care what it is. I love live music. So, gonna head up there tomorrow. He's got tickets for Saturday, then stay the night. He rented a house. His family's in town. That's another awesome thing that I gotta touch on. Talking to his sister-in-law, Kasha. I believe that's short for her full name. Can't remember what it is, but Kasha was telling an awesome, crazy, unbelievable story about her pregnancy with her son, and I asked her if she would be willing to sit down and do a pod with me about it. Just a crazy twist of fate with medical science that, you know, the best thing you can do about things that happen people don't know about, get it out there so people can learn about it, people know about it. My mother had her knee replaced a few years ago, and for 21 months that knee was in her, and her body was allergic to the metals inside that knee. And for 21 months, she was in pain and suffering. And I'm going to get my mom on here to talk about this. I've got a couple different medical stories that I would really just love to cover. I think they're amazing. I think they're helpful for people that don't know. And I guess, you know what, 12 days out, I'm kind of getting back to life again, and it feels great. I gotta say, it feels great. There is for sure an empty space in my heart that, it's just an empty space right now. It's an empty space in my brain too, about a night that I don't recall that kind of caused the empty space in my heart, but still, life is good. Life is going well. In fact, a week from right now, I will be in Las Vegas. And I cannot help but grin when I say that, because, oh my God, I have not been on a real vacation. I've got to be honest, Winter Park tomorrow is going to be the biggest vacation I've taken in a while that was just meant to be a vacation. In February, I got to go to Utah to see my grandma, and it was very fortunate that my boyfriend at the time was able to go too. An unexpected, unplanned, really, road trip that had some crazy ass, I mean, come on, this is me, this is my life, what would go normal? But some crazy events, things went on, and, you know, we fucking got through it, and overall, I have to say, sorry, lighting my cigarette in the wind from my air conditioning. Oh, boy. Anyway, I have to say that overall, I really enjoyed that trip. I would do it again any day. It was great. And now I'm taking a real vacation. Like, not going to see a grandma who's going to be mean to me and not want me there. I'm going to Vegas. Kind of excited. So, I don't know what to say. Again, I'm going to plan on having Kasha on, hopefully, tomorrow night. Want to get Ed on here. God, going to Vegas, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to record. Lots to go on about. And I even want to get my son, Colby, on here. Despite me being a complete asshole on the 4th of July, Colby and I are still close. We've managed to talk through it. He knows I'm struggling. He knows that it's only been 12 days since I last did meth. He knows that this is hard for me, and he's still there. He's still supportive. Yeah, shout out to Colby. I love you, son. So, onward and upward we go. I hope anybody listening to this, I hope things are going well. I hope nothing I say tonight disturbs you, bothers you, or doesn't hit you right. Definitely hope it doesn't make you sad. Don't want any more sad podcasts. So, Jaded's fucking back. And Jody's doing well, in case anybody was interested. And I promise to bring more interesting shows. And I really want to bring a lot of progress to this. I want to find happy. And I think I'm getting there. And when I'm there, I want to share it. What the fuck? So, thanks for listening. Hope you're having a great night. Catch you next time.